Penguin Random House Audio presents Old Time Radio's Greatest Shows, Volume 36, featuring Lucille Ball, Lena Horne, Rosalind Russell, and many more. Edited by Carl Amari.
A startled corpse, a blue-eyed woman, and a cryptic message scrawled by a dying man were the pieces of a Chinese puzzle that wouldn't fit together until I found out what was deadly about the orange dog.
From the pen of Raymond Chandler, outstanding author of crime fiction, comes his most famous character as CBS presents The Adventures of Philip Marlowe. And now, with Gerald Moore starred as Philip Marlowe, we bring you tonight's exciting story, The Orange Dog.
By 6 in the evening of a very slow day, I'd resigned myself to the business of no business. So I took my feet down from my desk, switched off the lights, and started out the door for home with the prospect of a nice, quiet evening ahead of me. But I didn't make it, even as far as the door. Oh. Hello, Philip Marlowe.
Marlowe, my name is Shelley Martin. I'm at 8412 Los Feliz, a private residence. I want you to come out here right away. My sister is in a jam, a nasty one.
Well, Miss Martin, as a matter of fact, I was just closing up for the night.
Look,
and I was...
you. I need the services of a private detective right now this minute. And I'm prepared to pay for them. There are plenty of others in town. Are you coming or not?
Yeah, okay. And thanks for the reminder. That's me you hear sprinting up your front walk.
That's much better. And Marlowe, bring your brains along. You're going to need them.
And that was the end of my quiet evening. But I just couldn't resist those government engravings of Mr. Lincoln. So I drove down to Weston, turned off on Los Feliz, and found the number 8412. The yard was an overgrown tangle of perennial plants losing their battle with the weeds. It was like a girl in a strapless evening gown with her hair up in curlers. However, I could see a light through the Venetian blinds, and the doorbell worked with a resonant two-tone chime that caused the door to open just far enough to allow a pair of eyes so blue they were almost purple to peek out at me.
Yes, what is it?
I'm delivering that private detective you ordered.
Oh, Marlowe. Come in.
Thanks.
Sit down, won't you?
Thanks again. All right, what's the next move?
It's about my kid sister.
Mm-hmm.
She's involved with a man named Lou Horner, a San Francisco broker. She's quite deeply involved, I'm afraid.
Oh?
You see, some very strange things are going on, Marlowe, and my sister is a naive kid caught right in the middle of them.
Yeah, I see. What sort of strange things, Miss Martin?
Shelley.
Sweet.
Well, to begin with, when I arrived from San Francisco today, my sister called me and asked me to meet her here in this house. When I got here, the lights were on, the radio was playing, and the front door was open. But the place was deserted.
Whose house is it, Horner's?
No, I think she said it belongs to a friend of his who's in Europe now. This Horner person uses it when he's in Los Angeles.
Well, couldn't they have stepped out for a while?
Mm-mm.
You know, you don't look the type, Shelley, but maybe you're just panicky, huh?
No, I'm not being panicky.
All right. Where's the nasty jam?
Right behind the couch. Take a look.
Okay. But you know, I see what you mean. Who is he, Shelley? How'd he get here?
Maybe it's Horner. I don't know. I tried to search him, but I couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, it wouldn't have helped anyway. Whoever shot him cleaned him out. No wallet, no papers, nothing.
I found this magazine lying under his hand. Look here.
Mm-hmm.
He must have written this just before he died.
Where's that?
Here.
Oh. It says, call Marion tonight about the orange dog, a foe. Orange dog, a foe. For what?
That's why I called you, Phil. Marion is my sister. And whatever the orange dog of foe is, it must be awfully important. We've got to find out what it means, Phil, for Marion's sake.
So far it means murder, honey, and that's for the cops.
No. Well, all right, call them. But keep Marion's name out of it. A thing like this could destroy her.
But look, maybe she pulled the trigger on our friend here.
Maybe,
you know?
But I don't think so. She's a sweet kid, Phil. Give her a break. If I'm wrong, I swear I'll help you bring her in myself. Is that fair enough?
Okay, Shelley, it's a deal. It makes just as much sense as the orange dog of Foe, but no more. After I checked as far as I could on my client and sent her home, which was to the Villa 12 at the Wilshire Gardens Hotel, I ripped the General Squeegee tire ad with a message scribbled across it out of the magazine, folded it up and stuck it in my pocket. Next, I called Lieutenant Ibarra at Homicide and told him where I'd found a body, probably named Lou Horner, leaving out all the details about Shelley, Marion, and the orange dog. Then I started out the door, but ducked back as a shadow slid across the walk. I caught a glimpse of a large, ugly head of long, dirty hair set on a small, ugly body that was moving fast. By the time I got out on the walk, Longhair was already putting mileage on a green coupe with a broken taillight. It winked mockingly as it went out of sight. So I got in my car and headed for New Chinatown. It was the logical place to get some information regarding a Chinese dog. I saw a light filtering through a dingy window, illuminating the words James Tang, dealer in Oriental curios. Inside, the musty shop, a little man, dressed in a black kimono, drifted forward, softly.
Yes?
I think perhaps you can help me, huh?
I am honored. To be able to help will bring fragrance of plum blossoms to my nostrils, carpet of rose petals to my humble floor, and 1,000 blessings upon my head.
That was very pretty. Tell me, what is the dog of Foe?
The dog of Foe? Why this? This fantastic creature here is called the dog of Foe. His fierce eyes and snarling mouth are to frighten away evil spirits from temples of Buddha.
Why do you say called the dog of Foe?
Amateur collectors and auctioneers have named him that. It sounds exotic to cash customers. Actually, he is a lion. The Lion of Korea.
I see. Tang, would you happen to have an orange dog of Foe?
Very strange that you should ask that, my friend.
Strange? Why?
Reason number one. There is no authentic orange dog of Foe.
That's a good reason. Why not?
Because to Buddhists, orange is color of sorrow. The piece you speak of could not possibly be authentic.
What's reason number two?
You are second person to inquire after this non-existent orange dog of Foe within the last few minutes.
Was it an ugly little man with long hair?
Quite contrary. It was very pretty girl with short hair.
Was her name Marion?
She made point of not leaving her name.
Now that proves something.
However, my friend, old Chinese proverb, loosely translated, says, a little knowledge is the instrument of a fool.
There were 9 other curio shops in the neighborhood, so I started making the rounds for the non-existent orange dog of Foe and a girl who was interested in one. From the first 3 shops, I got a fast horse laugh and the fact that the girl was still ahead of me. The next 2 netted an insult apiece and a total blank on the dame. And from the 6th, called Saxon's, a glossy, well-ordered place on West 7th Street, the only effect was a coldly curious raised eyebrow. The man in front of me, whom I took to be Mr. Saxon himself, was a gaunt, white Russian with a high, naked head the color of warm paraffin. The slender fingers played nervously with each other as we talked.
The orange dog of Foe. Yes, I have heard of such a piece, I think. It would be porcelain.
Probably. This is your business. Who has it, Mr. Saxon? Can you tell me?
No, I'm sorry. I believe I heard this orange dog mentioned just once, somewhere down in the village. But I'm sure I could never remember who spoke of it or when.
Oh, no idea of its value then, huh?
Now that you mention it, I seem to remember the figure 20,000.
You mean yen. How much in American money?
I am speaking of American money. It would be an importation from China, you know.
How could it be worth that much? It's not even authentic, Mr. Saxon.
Authentic? You seem to know a good deal more than I about this orange dog. Possibly one would have to see it to appreciate its value.
Yeah. Tell me, has a girl been in here tonight looking for this orange dog?
A girl? I know.
Know anybody named Marion?
Marion. No, there is no one in my acquaintance by that name. But why do you ask?
Because Marion has quite an interest in the orange dog. I have a feeling they'd make a great team if we could get them together.
I see. And what is your name, sir?
It's not Fu Manchu, Mr. Saxon. Good night. Saxon's expression didn't change. I turned and walked out of the place, and then because with both of us using double talk, the conversation was bound.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?